Hello, you're listening to Danae Blogs. What happens when freight stops depending on human endurance? No fatigue, no mandatory rest breaks interrupting long-haul movement, no delivery delays caused by driver shortages. That is the future autonomous trucking is beginning to create, and the shift is already underway. Autonomous trucking is no longer a distant concept. It is becoming a serious part of the conversation around the future of freight operations. The real question is not whether automation will enter road transport. It already has. The real question is this: how will it reshape freight planning, cost structures, and risk management in the years ahead? One of the biggest pressure points in freight has been labor. Driver shortages continue to affect long-haul operations across markets. So what changes when trucks can move across highways with minimal human intervention? It changes the role of the driver. Human involvement does not disappear, but it begins to shift. Drivers may increasingly focus on first-mile and last-mile segments, while autonomous systems take over repetitive long-distance routes. That creates a freight model built on better consistency, especially across high-volume highway corridors. Then comes efficiency. Autonomous trucks rely on sensors, route intelligence, and real-time data analysis. This means smoother acceleration, more controlled speed, and more optimized fuel usage. Over time, that can reduce both fuel costs and wear on the vehicle. And when driving patterns become more predictable, the risks tied to accidents and insurance exposure may also come down. Now think about what that means for planning. If transit times become more reliable, inventory buffers may no longer need to be as high. Distribution schedules become tighter, and supply chains become easier to predict. But automation does not just affect the truck. It changes the network around it. Autonomous freight is likely to support a hub-to-hub model, where goods move between human-driven local vehicles and autonomous trucks operating on major corridors. That could reshape how companies think about warehouse placement, transfer points, and route design. Legacy logistics networks may no longer be the most efficient ones. Safety is another major part of this transformation. A large share of road incidents still comes down to human error. Autonomous systems are built for constant environmental scanning, rapid response, and uninterrupted attention. While regulation is still evolving, stronger safety performance could influence how freight lanes are selected, how they are insured, and how quickly businesses choose to adopt them. Of course, regulation remains one of the biggest variables. Different countries and states are moving at different speeds. That means businesses need to monitor autonomous vehicle policies, liability standards, and route-level approvals carefully. In the near term, adoption will likely happen on selected lanes where infrastructure and legal support are already in place. And then there is cost. Autonomous fleets come with upfront investment, but over time, the economics may become very compelling. Lower labor dependency, reduced downtime, longer operating hours, better asset utilization. All of this can increase capacity without requiring the same level of fleet expansion. But integration will be everything. Transportation systems, data platforms, and security frameworks must all work together. Because autonomous trucking is not just about vehicles, it is about connected operations. And this shift will not happen overnight. It will start where the business case is strongest: high volume, predictable lanes, repeatable patterns. That is where early adopters will test, learn, and build advantage. Autonomous trucking is not simply a new technology in freight. It is a new way of thinking about capacity, reliability, and efficiency. The companies that prepare now will be the ones best positioned to adapt as automation scales. Because the future of freight will not just move faster, it will move smarter. And the businesses that understand that early will not just keep up with change, they will help lead it.